Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be looking at how we use the ing form when we talk about activities. So I want you to think of an activity, particularly a sport that usually isn't competitive. It's more of a hobby. The one I'm thinking of is swimming. Yes, it can be competitive, but often it's just an activity which is fun to do. Notice how we use this word in the ing form, swimming. This is the correct form of the word when we're describing the general activity. For example, I can say, I really enjoy swimming, or I'm not very good at swimming. This is very common for activities. Let's look at some other examples where we use the ing form. Skiing, fishing, surfing, jogging, horse riding, cycling, sailing, hiking. So with all of these activities, we use the ing form. So if you talk about your favorite activities, your favorite hobbies, you might say swimming, skiing, I love fishing. And it's all in that ing form. And often we use go and then the activity in the ing form, not do. We go swimming, we go jogging, but we don't do swimming or do jogging. So we can say, I'm going hiking tomorrow, or let's go surfing in the morning. Notice how we use this form, let's go surfing and I'm going hiking. A very common mistake is that people, learners of English, think that you can use to infinitive for these verbs. I'm going to hike, or let's go to surf. But no, that's not right. We want to use these in the gerund form. I'm going hiking, let's go surfing. And very importantly, we often use it with been when we use the present perfect tense, which is quite common, especially in questions and negative sentences. Have you ever been fishing? No, I've never been fishing. We use been and not gone because been means we have returned from the activity. The only time we would use gone is if the person went to do the activity and is still doing it. For example, where is Matthew? He's gone sailing. Well, this means that he went sailing, but he has not yet returned. But in all other cases, if you're speaking much more generally, you would say, have you been surfing in your life? No, I've never been surfing. Or yes, I've been surfing many times. We would use been and not gone. Other non-sporting activities that also use this structure include shopping, sightseeing, and camping. For example, we're going camping next week, or have you been shopping yet? So remember that when you talk about one of these activities, it could be sporting, or as we can see, it can be something non-sporting, we use the ing form. Okay, so hopefully all of those points are clear for you now. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, if there are any grammar points you are not sure about and you'd like my help, then be sure to send me an email and I'll do my best to talk about the topic in these podcasts. My email address can be found on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. And there you'll also be able to find information about my online classes if you're interested in taking some private lessons. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.